Best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
Ndod, Kulum, wonga nali kai.
Pratibo,
me out.
Let me stay anonymous.
Sure.
But abo mama, they neck nga everything. We understand ukunela spatali kulfisi spatali yonke into stengula senzeni. But if I come to the house and then, you know, Muntu that has a list of check, it makes it difficult for me to come back and sleep next to that person because the minute so you want to go and sleep, no maxim cooking, no magupi, marlagune peace con. I leave my big mansion and my cars, because la pavalo bang buses in this name. Which I know I'm supposed to do. Mabanga neki, sisulale kai.
Nzwil, what are your reasons? Because it was last week on hashtag, are you an option in someone's life where this came from? It came as no shock that most comments came from women who felt they were just an option to their men. So it got me wondering, what exactly makes man keep away from the home he has built? Angithi umlomo uqale lento. Why can't the same mlomo fix this thing? I mean, lobola was paid, umlomo nalapo. You married, I do, umlomo nalapo. And then you build this home, that building of this home, kids and all of that, umlomo bokhona lapho. So uthulelene to a point where you now act out by spending so much time estrateni uzendlini ngokudla nokulala kuphela mawuvuka uyageza uyahamba. Hence the hashtag dot kuluma yini, because maybe if she asks you, a lot of things come up. The history, everything just comes up. Instead of you hlalenda bin, falu tsalele. Ubuza imge manje. Hlalenda bin. Why ungalali ekhaya? Hashtag dot kulum. Dot kuluma. Why ungalali ekhaya? TTR ndate T. You just touched a nerve. My husband and I had a fight last week, and on Friday he decided not to come back home. His reason was kuyabanda ekhaya, and he can't stand the tension, and he feels that I don't appreciate and respect him as a man. Nathi, wenutin.
Good morning, Prati.
Sure.
It's a problem yabo mama man baya tetisana, and then je yabona lento yabo mama yokuba too comfortable. Umama uthi ubuye emsebenzini as a husband uthola ugovuzela iheater ufaka ithawula ngapha ugcobisa amakhala mine makaphuma estradini uba muhle uya makeup mara la endlini uhlala lana anuke kabi yanukise amazipho kunuka amazipho lana. No, we can't stand for that thina as guys. Kunuka inwele kunuka amazipho kunuka everything lama eyelash yawazi lamagcuka labantu anuka kanjani. That's why nje sivele sihambe ungasabuyi noma uma ubuyile ubuya sowuphuzile uphuze ethunyana ukuthi ufike tips ungasaboni nezinto ezirong eyokuthethiswa ke yona hayi eyokugcina.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
Now let me give you 3 teaspoons on why you have made her an option and no longer a priority. Or ungalale ekhaya, what does it do? Number one, it makes you look selfish because chances are she did nothing wrong. Even if she did, you didn't raise it. Why? Because you're selfish. You want to have both sides buttered, but you're too chicken to put that on the table. Two, chances are you're no longer happy. Because here you are, you've made a commitment. Kids are now involved. But deep down, you're no longer happy. But instead of speaking out, you're staying out in the streets only to come home to sleep. The last teaspoon on the 3 teaspoons on why you have made an option and how it makes you look like. You are busy seeking validation. You no longer feel like a man anymore. Yes, you have feelings of insecurity, low self-esteem. Why? Because she keeps on nagging. And that has driven you into someone else's arm or to the bottle. When in fact, all you're looking for is some validation.
JJ, let me start with you. As you date, you realize you are his priority.
Yes.
Along the way, you realize you're an option.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you start to solve that problem?
Where would I start? Speaking less, maybe, giving him space. Maybe, yeah. I think I'll start there.
Why there?
Why there? Because I already know the complaints. What are the complaints? Are you nagging? Are you talk a lot? So then he starts escaping.
And you're talking a lot for a reason, isn't
for it? Sometimes just because I talk a lot. I mean, and because of our love languages are different, where his love language might be maybe more physical, mine would be more of engaging in conversations. So, and that's where the clash is. So then he'd probably leave and go find that love language elsewhere, and then I become a more of a priority.
But why doesn't he mention this to you?
Because from the people I've dated, men don't talk much. They think a lot and say less, and I do not know why.
Isn't there for an opportunity for you to create an environment for him to speak his thoughts?
Probably yes, but if I'm not aware, if he's not speaking his thoughts, I won't know what
he would know what he's thinking, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Bali.
I'm kidding. I actually think that women sometimes, I'm going to speak for the guys today. You know, sometimes we nag a lot, man. We're there, like we're in your face. So, you know, there's that thing that as children, we model the behavior of our parents.
Yes.
You know, later on in life, especially, you know, you learn these behaviors.
That's why they are your parents.
That's why they're your parents. Mm. So I feel like as daughters, there's things that we don't like about our moms, like how chica says okalochol. They're nagging you, they're telling you this, don't do that, don't do that. Mm. Then when you move into your own household with a partner, you then start to model that behavior and you turn into your mother.
Because it was strength.
Because
right?
it was strength at that time. You know, now because you feel like you're losing power over your partner, what you try and do is that you try to then gain this power by constantly being a barking somebody.
Yeah, you use the very tool you thought worked.
Yes, and that very tool is why you as a daughter ran away from your mother in some instances. And when I say run away, I don't mean you like abandoned your mom. Yeah, you know, you just left the house and said, "I iting pume uzong chika mangbuya anyway."
Yes.
And I feel like that's the kind of mentality that men then have in their households.
Is that why he says, "I don't want a mother"?
I don't want you to be my mother. And as a woman, you should also try not to turn out to be your mother, because essentially you're creating an environment where your partner, your husband, is going to run away from you for the same reason you ran away from your own mother as a daughter.
And also some, because we forget that people are different, where for example in our household, my mom, yo, what she can, and my dad takes it. That's how he deals with it. He's never been like, "I'm now leaving." So I do the same thing with my partner, but it doesn't work.
Ndod, kulum. Kulum. Mr. Are those young ladies you have in the studio have wisdom? She's talking about JJ and Mbali. Woman, don't be the mother that you ran away from growing up. The nagging may have worked on your dad. It won't necessarily work on your partner. Stop nagging. Ask some belief, she says.
Hey, Tabo Mfeti. Bona mkwele prom. Waiti vanna. Asi khore sometimes kona lele baka lele solid khore wae baki ya konte. It's just that some of us, we are slaves of our own habits. Understand? Some of the things, so writing something on the subconscious mind. Understand? There is a tune every weekend, every day, but once in 4 months, a couple of months, and then understand. Then one thing leads to the other. Marle plo mi le fela mi le bushaya. Le sa itse next se se no to mfrosta. Mara o khukela ra ko sister, sister o di bala or meskin. Wena o ntse lokanga o itse mfrosta. Mara that thing, it's mental slavery. We are slaves of our own habits. Aware.
Awai ni ngalale makha. O ya bana kulala makha. Awai ni ngalale makha. Asifuna kulala makha.
Junati.
Hi, darling.
You well?
Bateen, I'm great. How are you?
Well, listen, like I said, I thought let's bring an open canvas.
Yes, non-judgmental one.
Non-judgmental one.
I love the fact that you said, just like your therapist on the couch when you sit there, and I just go, just talk to me.
Talk to me. Why ungalalekhaya? Because sometimes when we ask you, as abantu abadala, maybe umalume wakho or umagazi asking you this question,
yes,
you end up saying, indaba. So you end up laying it because you fall in good.
Yes.
But a neutral person, when they ask you, what's wrong? You know, you're shalapes going up.
Dinar.
Because
lowe kamfer, lowe kulmange kamfer, ugangalalin tlinganga, bagnuki kamfer nine. Are you in your room, Dan? Are you in your room as opposed to in your indlu tea?
No, the thing is, inuga kubani.
Inuga
we are gonna say in Mfurukum Sadala Lomut Bara Hey Unuga
Gashe
Unuga Itruyama Eilish
Gashe Unuga Itruyama Eilish. So I need to sleep in another house. Never mind another room.
Oh,
we love them.
Thank
we
you.
Love them.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
Dumelang. Yo bontate askising. Siyaxolisa bese ngazi ukuthi kanti siniphatha kabi kangaka umuntu azasaba ukungena kwakhe. Sasikisini hayi siyaxolisa nokuthethisa hayi ngoba sisuke siyathethisa ngoba siyalwa ukuthi i-communication angithi nje communication asikisini lalana emakhaya angeke sisathetha nawe khuluma communicate yabona nama ngeke ngithethe. Hi, ask Sinchem. I saw no less. I saw it.
Thank you, Sepiso. I hope you mean it. I hope you're not being sarcastic there. Vusi, hi.
Hi, Malume. How are you?
Good morning, my bro.
Sharp. I'm not going to drink any morning about tea, like. Oh, when I'm not going to stress or would grab young child. I wish I stress like a side. The moment I'm side, I trauma of stress over level tat over the shagataka.
Get
us an example. So, let's say, give somebody more industry or so, and how again, then Mosaria Toma, I don't like Corona over high 30 a.m. Instead of I will let you up what Toma shout again, and then when I were egg back at a.m., I could get something currently, but the regidraza. Yana ba bone ka mkhona and the crowd who have volela, volela, fetcher, and tell him on Zonger, cause San Ulumo Malevalella. I saw a shop. So I know figure over at AM sometimes we will mark just because our protect also our summer rat. We are go filter rack, the lady gig is a trick. I guy can wait or no. I would rather something going. Oh, what good man, see the over langa thing.
So it's how she speaks.
What? Sometimes you crowd over at my fuga man, what can I go wrong? Maybe come. I was going to be so fun and out and go come ring.
Mara was a mood. Was a mood.
Oh, but side sometimes we go mood. Again, I see. And in doing way, what's why? I'm trying to get around Korsop. I got the Rahal like a monk. Again, I did a long go Kosma Mangatira, Bahonu with her pants. So the way of the Langa thing, if I put her to cross sometimes to cross Mono Kono to a commissioning Ayakum Kukun because of peace or respect.
Vusi, I'm asking you a simple question. What are words, man?
Yes, umuntu mangalala ngendlini nawe self awulali you become worried. But into bakhiphe endlini asiyazi baba. But lucky enough mina ukuthi ukhonile ukuthi abuye azicoce khona manje uhlala khona endlini. Ekuqaleni bengizibuza nami ukuthi yini into emkhiphe endlini because noma uthi uyamfonela umuntu voicemail. Hayi akakuphenduli baba. Asazi inkinga ukuthi kuphey abobaba mabakhule manje bayiqoqa.
Pastor Anonymous, hello.
Hey, kwele dime.
Ntati.
Le
ka mo studio ngwena
ke ka au ke strate ngwana e so kile so ke kopa gore ke bue mo ditaki tsena rona re le bana regardless gore re baruti or we just normal people, no, in general, let me say, we are not we are not actors, we are reactors. We fight on the streets, we fight at companies, we fight anywhere and everywhere. Then how do we go to another battle? So we do resort where we can find peace. And peace does not merely mean the absence of war, but it is the tranquility that promotes and quality of life. So if there's no life in the house, you'll find the quality of life somewhere else. You will live in the house, and everything, and resort to where you find peace. And let me do this. Most of the time, they tend to be some people immediately after a marriage. I've been counseling couples, I don't know for how long.
Mm-hmm.
So, bom me, they become some people, they love this thing when you met. They tend to want to check that thing and this thing,
okay. So, I'm losing you a bit there because I think because of network. But the question I wanted to ask, mutu change a fella na. Something, Pastor, made her change. What the question should be asked.
Good. We were waiting for that response as females. Men don't want to take accountability. Then we don't have to argue about it. It's as simple as that. Men don't want to take accountability. But you know what you're building a home no mundo. Why we melulandelelo njalo? And akona mautula ni awas geni nuktula ni fenindab and pretend.
Umutila zuki akir. Tuli?
Hi, Prati. Kunjani da.
Ah, yes. Ziawa.
Hi, Malum. You know, minang nengking with these guys. Because, you know, as much as they run away from home, Baba Legalis in this corner, when we shout, we scream, as they say, sometimes it's not necessarily but there are issues that need to be discussed anyway. And these men are running away from their responsibilities and accountability. They don't want to talk, they don't want to be asked questions, therefore they feel with a
strategy. Mara every day, Tuli.
Mara every day, that's the thing. You can adna mutonga kuluma in day one every day. So nathi asihlali ukuthi uzokhuluma into eyi-one every day. So umuntu makafuna ukuhamba aya la aya khona. Usuke afuna ukuhamba aya la khona. It's not that yini
and mara what if uhambiswa wuwe?
No, akahanjiswa yini.
Uhambiswa wuwe because wena ubhizi ngama accountability and responsibilities endlini
akusahlekwa. No, I'm just saying gratuity. Sometimes yes, there are things that need to be discussed, but asizinto za every day. But men, they have excuses to run away from home.
Why are his reasons excuses?
Why do you know who has reasons? Because if me nami funu kuluma naye and he refuses to talk to me, nami I've got the right to be away from home as much as he does. So when they forget their responsibilities as men, which we also need their attention, they're just being selfish. It's just being selfish. You're born your 3 teaspoons. They're spot on. They are running away from accountability. They are just being selfish, considering no one else's feelings but their own.
Is it possible to raise these issues? Nah,
it's not possible. It's not possible because as soon as you want to address these issues, they will tell you, I don't have time for meetings. I'm not here for meetings. I just want to sleep if they want to sleep.
Tuli, are you aware of to unkatile before ngicadigisho lento ngisho? And isn't that the problem, that you are not listening, but you just ready to respond?
No, Prati. No. You know, it's frustrating. It is indeed frustrating because I am speaking from experience. Because it's impossible ukuthi uzohlala uba ngumsindo njalo. That's peace you want. It's peace they want. And if it's ukuthi we are too relaxed, therefore umuntu comes home when ufakama kalamine nama towels. We don't do that. You know, even though you try to be as sexy as you can, umuntu will do what they want to do anyway. If akafuna ukulala ekhaya, they won't sleep at home.
All right. Ngokuzwile mina. I want
to. It's,
Mamela ngikuzwile mina, I wonder when ungizwile na. Thank you.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.